All right, this is the podcast version of Redskins Roundup. Clint Portis and Chris Cooley. I think this is the regular audio part of this because you got the TV show version for the first, whatever, 15 minutes there, but you get the podcast version now. You said something interesting in the early part of the show, and that is that you could tank. And around the league, it's like the tank for Tua or tank for whatever. And you know, this is the worst year in the NFL to tank, or the hardest year in the NFL to tank. The Bengals are 0-5. The Jets are 0-4. The Dolphins are 0-4. The Broncos are 1-4. The Broncos could win some games. The Steelers now 1-4. And Mason Rudolph got knocked out cold in that game, which was a very scary moment.
Cold turkey.
I mean, just bonk.
Before he even hit the ground.
Did you ever get knocked out cold?
Yes, in Atlanta. I got knocked out cold more than that, but Atlanta was the big one. When I took, you know, I got hit simultaneously from the same, from both sides. So, yeah.
What do you think? It's got to be like that jaw shot. It looked like Earl Thomas hit him in the jaw. I actually felt terrible for old Earl Thomas. If you saw his post-game interview, it's like, I tried to hit him in the strike zone. I feel so bad. I'm so worried for him right now. Like, Earl Thomas was emotional. Yeah, well, I feel
Earl
bad
Thomas
for that moment.
Is a veteran, you know, and you never want to hurt guys. You never want to see a guy go down, especially, you know, like you have respect for some players. You have appreciation for a young guy like Mason Rudolph, who's given an opportunity after Ben Roethlisberger goes down. So, you know, for some guys, you have respect for, you know, and no player actually wants to see a guy go out.
No,
and
I don't think
injured,
so.
You know, in those situations. So, having an understanding, you know, even for Earl to come out, and then you know the NFL is coming. You know, the fine is going to be in your locker. So this is one of those situations. First, you're worried about his health, and then you know you're going to get a healthy fine.
That was crazy, but the tank thing is not going to be easy. You got to.
This would be the year, though, right?
This would be the year we'd win two games and still have the third pick of the draft. Like, how does that happen?
That's crazy.
I mean, you can say tank, and you can say that this is the Super Bowl of the tank, but this isn't actually the Super Bowl of the tank. You know, Miami's going to play the Jets a couple times, so both of those teams are going to get a win. They're both two defeated teams, right? So they're going to play a couple times. They're going to get a couple wins out of there. The Steelers could continue to lose a bunch of games. I don't know if I see the Steelers winning a ton more games. They don't have a lot of talent offensively and without any quarterback now.
Well, now that they're on their third-string quarterback and they
just traded. It's not like Rudolph wouldn't come back in 2 weeks or potentially, and it's not, you never know. But
yep, they traded the other kid away. They sent Dobbs.
Yeah.
Joshua Dobbs. They traded him away. So this is one of those situations.
You just can't tank. I just don't. I don't know how
it's
you tank.
It's going to be really hard.
Well, here's the other thing that's really hard with tanking, right? If you make me the interim head coach, I got to know, you are hiring me as the head coach of the Washington Redskins next year when you say to me, create a game plan that might not win. Because the only way you could really tank as a coach is to get out-schemed. But getting out-schemed means anybody else watching that film is going to say, this dude's getting out-schemed. Good football people are going to look at it and go, man, Kevin O'Connell, I don't like this stuff. If they're tanking, man, look at these defensive coaches. Like, they're all coaching for more jobs. Like, no coach wants to go out and get out-schemed or out-played. You can't, there's no way you can sell it to the players. You tell me we're going to tank, I'm going to walk out the door. Helping people improve their lives is what should drive business. That's the belief at Koch Industries, which employs more than 65,000 people across America. The team at Koch works together to meet the world's changing needs in transportation, medical care, water filtration, household goods, energy-efficient building products, and everyday technologies, all while consuming fewer resources. See the innovations firsthand at KOCH, that's KochIndustries.com. The fantasy football season is right around the corner, and this season there are more ways to win than ever. Because FanDuel has more ways to win cash prizes and once-in-a-lifetime experiences during every single game, every single week. Never played FanDuel fantasy football before? Great, because new users get a $5 bonus with their first deposit. Sign up for FanDuel now and get $20 in total bonus. Just make your first deposit and get started, and you'll get an extra $5 insight credit every week for 4 weeks. Go to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app.
I just find it hard to sell it to a coach as well, but still at 0-5. So do you just stay quiet and take the opportunity to let them, hey, you know what? We're 0-5 at this point. So, hey, maybe you win, maybe you don't. It don't matter. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't have that attitude either. So
no, you got to sell the idea that we want to win some football games as a coach because you want to play well because you all these guys are coaching for the future.
So let's look at the teams that kind of embraced the tank of recent and where they are now. And we'll start with the Cleveland Browns. You had Hugh Jackson. You kind of embraced the tank. And all of a sudden,
Hugh didn't embrace the tank. Sasha Cohen cut everybody on that roster and traded everybody on that roster. The only way you can really tank is to cut everybody or trade them. Rid of everybody.
They got rid of everybody and got draft picks and put themselves in position to get some pretty good players. You got Baker Mayfield that brought life to the organization. All of a sudden you go out, you make a trade for Jarvis Landry, you bring in OBJ, you get a running back, Chubb, you got Garrett. Yeah, so in 3 years, although – Sashi and Hugh failed at their tenure. Now you put that organization in perfect position moving forward.
Yeah, I guess that while the Browns are probably excited about their roster, Hugh and Sashi aren't. Right? And none of those players were probably pleased to have the tank go on.
Yeah, you have to move.
So if you want to tank that way, we're not gonna do it. But if you wanted to tank that way, I mean, where do you go? And that's the question. I'll tell you what, if I wanted to win as a coach, and I'm Bill Callahan now as the interim head coach, I'll tell you who my first call is.
Who?
Trent.
Oh yeah.
I'm begging him.
Hey buddy.
Hey pal. How you feeling?
I need you.
The old Larry Michael call. Hey pal. Can we get together and meet this week?
But how does Trent respond? Do you even think Trent
I don't care if I'm Bill Howie. What can he say? What's the worst thing he can say? No.
Nah, coach.
No. But if I don't ask him, I ain't getting anything out of it. If my first call is bring. Yo, Trent, what's up, man?
How's vacation?
Man, I hope you're feeling good.
Yeah, you ready to come back?
I miss you, dude. I just miss seeing you. Like, the thing is like, you were such a bright spot in my day.
I need you, buddy.
Oh, and I need you.
I need you.
Bad.
Don't worry about those fines.
We know you have to come back at some point and get this accrued season. Just do it now.
Yeah, don't worry about those fines. I'm going to take care of
that. Oh, I'll wash all those fines clean, man. We'll car wash that all day, baby.
That's a pretty good phone call. I hope Trent is listening.
We should call him.
I think he's listening to the show. This is Redskins Roundup.
Yeah,
he's
definitely listening. Every player listens.
All the players listen. So they give us a thumbs up all the time when they're walking past the door.
Man, if I'm Callahan, yeah. if I'm Callahan, I'm going to try to win ball games.
So if Callahan,
by the way, I don't know if every coach wants to be a head coach in this league. And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. Callahan's done it before. I think a lot of coaches, they get to that head coach level and they realize, I don't want to deal with all of this. Like, I'm proud that I made it here, but I just want to coach ball. Like, I'll go coordinate. I want to coordinate. I don't want a head coach.
I would think I would want, if I was in that position, I would want to coordinate. I don't want to be a head coach. I wouldn't want to be a head coach. Like, I would love to coach high school, like coach my kids in high school, but I wouldn't want to be a head coach. I want to be the offensive or defensive coordinator where you have some input to what's going on, but head coach where I got it, all are my responsibility? No.
No, it's not. I think you got to give so much credit to high school head coaches in general because it's not just all of you are all my responsibility. It's also all your parents are all my responsibility.
And every parent feels like their kids.
You think like DC media is hard as a head coach here, your local media is hard? Imagine dealing with every parent every day. Jimmy isn't ready to play. We don't want to put him in a bad situation
out
here.
Jimmy put his helmet on backwards today.
Jimmy is just stirring the Gatorade back there with cups. And And it's not only that. I mean, it's dealing with, if you're a good high school head coach, it's dealing with every college and every college recruit or coach that comes in to recruit your players. Like, you gotta work hard. Those guys are hard workers. I don't want a head coach in high school. I'd coordinate all day in high school, baby. Hey, look. Hey, listen, Frank. Frank's the coach. Frank, just take care of the parents for me, okay? Don't mess with my offense. One thing you're not going to do is tell me what to do on offense. You got that? Okay, good. Now just run along and deal with Jimmy's dad. That's pretty condescending to Frank, man. I need a Frank, though.
Little Jimmy does not make this squad.
Frank comes back. He's like, little Jimmy's dad is hot, man. I don't care what it takes. You got to get him like 2 balls this week. Like, did you see that Steven Sims fly sweep? Like, little Jimmy's at least fast. Just give him a fly sweep, man. His dad's going to be all pumped up. And I'm like, well, then I give him that fly sweep, and then little Jimmy's dad's going to want 4 touches next week. I can't just start giving little Jimmy touches. Can't put his helmet on straight.
Hey, listen, when little Jimmy fumbles, then what does his parents say?
That I didn't coach him up well enough to carry the ball.
You should have made him practice more.
Little Jimmy didn't have any blocking out in front of him. Okay? When Tommy runs the fly sweep, you block the edge. Little Jimmy, you just turn the DN free, and then he hit him, and his helmet's not even straight, and you know he can't put his helmet on straight. Now he's concussed, and it's your fault. It is your fault that my Jimmy is concussion.
Hey, it's Chris Cooley here for Window Nation. The leaves are changing on the trees, and you should think about changing the old windows on your home. Window Nation is going to make protecting your home from the elements easy with the Fall into Savings Sale. Right now, get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy, wood or vinyl styles. Buy 4, get 4 free. There's no limit. Plus, receive 0% interest for 18 months. Over 80,000 customers have chosen Window Nation to protect their homes from Mother Nature. It's Window Nation's Fall into Savings Sale. Call 866-90-NATION and get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. WindowNation.com. Now there's more to be excited about on Mondays than just Monday nights, because this football season, Mondays are Redskins Mondays. Every Monday you can get a free 6-inch sub with the purchase of another sub of equal or greater price and a 30-ounce drink. Go to redskins.com/subway to get a coupon that can be redeemed on your mobile phone or in print any Monday during the Redskins season at your local Subway. Free sub excludes extras, limited time only at participating restaurants in the greater D.C. metro area. Plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
So, when you look at guys, speaking of that fly sweep, I thought it was a creative call, and it was huge. Run after catch, explosive play. Well, run after handoff, explosive play, which you're going to need more of moving forward. And guys like Sims Jr., McLaurin, you said Sprinkle. In his development, getting Chris Thompson involved in the game plan. We haven't saw Chris Thompson in space the entire season.
Not enough. They did have a sweet screen called to Chris Thompson that got blew up in the backfield.
I know.
And it was one of those, like, 3rd and 10, roll right. If you get that call on 3rd and 6, you probably have a better look, but... And 3rd and 10, the Patriots play a ton of man-to-man coverage. Like, if I'm Chris Thompson in the line or in the huddle, I'm like, hey, look, Bergstrom, Flowers, Penn, I'm going to yell man if it's man-to-man coverage. Just make sure you block that one dude. The one dude split 3 offensive linemen, makes a heck of a player. That's a house call.
There was no one there.
That was a great play call. That was a great design. But yeah, here's the thing is, like, Chris Thompson's a receiver. Chris Thompson, you can go empty set with Chris Thompson and have a ton. Here's the other thing I'd do right now. I would go 5-man protection a lot more than they're going. Or mix when Chris Thompson's in the game, 5 and 6-man protection. So you can bring him back into the backfield and it's going to look like 6-man protection. And then you get him out in the route and he's a dynamic little route runner. Then they don't know, is he checking protection or not? And you know what, CP, if they blitz, we just throw it to him hot. And, hey, CT, you might have to make the first guy miss. It's hot. We know that they want us to throw hot, or they're bringing enough and then that they have an answer for it. But, like, you're the answer to the answer. Like, we're telling everybody to do their job, and then we're saying, look, it was hot. We had to throw hot, and they had a guy there for you. Doing your job might be beating that guy. Like, that's the crazy thing about all of this is, like, you got to do your job. Your job as a ball carrier is to make a play. Doing your job exists until the point where the ball's in your hand. And then how do we define doing your job? Make like, to me, play. Doing my job existed in being where I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be there until the ball was in my hands. And then doing my job, in my opinion, was to never get tackled. My goal and job was to never get tackled.
Especially by the first guy. You can never get tackled by the first guy. And then you need to punish the next guy. So one guy shouldn't bring you down.
That was my philosophy. And I'm not sitting here like, I think
I never got tackled in my life.
I'm not sitting here like so many of us do after, like, let's relive this 9 years down the road. Yeah, and I never let the first. But you know very well that I rarely got tackled by the first guy. And I know very well that you rarely got tackled by the first guy. So you know what? We can say it. You know what, Jimmy's dad? I can tell him how to play because I did it.
Tell little Jimmy to put his helmet on.
Tell little
right.
Jimmy to run through. He's got to get on the wrestling team this year so he can learn how to get some balance. Little Jimmy goes down with first contact.
We need to put little Jimmy in art. Hope he designs a better face mask for himself so he can see how to. How about that for little Jimmy? How about that for Redskins right there?
I like it, man.
Join us again next Monday.
Next Monday.
Same time, same place.
See you, Frank.
Bye, little Jimmy.
Have you heard about Creighton Farms, the private club community that's home to the Redskins? Creighton Farms is just 20 minutes from Dulles, but a world away. On top of its award-winning Jack Nicklaus signature golf course, pools, tennis courts, and other resort-style amenities, you'll find custom homes and villas that are simply extraordinary, starting at $1.5 million. For property and legal information, visit CreightonFarms.com. Or, better yet, visit Creighton Farms.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great!
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
At Coke, our 67,000 U.S. employees make things that make your game days better, like fertilizer for greener turf and stronger paper products for tailgating. Viewing the game from your couch? Coke also makes the electronic components and TVs and smart devices so you can watch your Redskins victory anywhere. Coke, we make that. See it all at kochmakesthat.com. That's kochmakesthat.com.